today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. Allah's mercy be upon all of you. This is today's special, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Please accept our deepest condolences on this sorrowful day.
And we start our program on the 3rd of the month of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of the month of Day, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Imam Hadi is the 10th Imam of the Shiites. Now we learn about the 10th Imam's companions. Among the 10 Imam's companions, we see figures like Ali ibn Ja'far, who was imprisoned by Mutawakkil with the intention to kill him. Another of his companions was the famous literary scholar Ibn Sakit, who was martyred by Mutawakkil. The reason for his martyrdom is reported to be as follows. When Mutawakkil's two children were studying with him, Mutawakkil found out through his children that Ibn Sakit was an advocate of Imam Ali and his progeny, peace be upon them all. Being an adamant enemy of Ali's household, Mutawakkil once summoned Ibn Sakit to his court and asked him, "Who are more honorable and superior, my children or Ali's son, Hassan and Hussein?" Being a Shiite and a loyal lover of Ali's household, Ibn Sakit fearlessly replied, "Your children are not comparable to Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon them, who are two newly blossomed followers of Ali's garden of eternity. How can your kids be compared with the beloved sons of Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny? They cannot be compared even with Qanbar, the retainer of Imam Ali." Extremely disturbed by this reply, Mutawakkil immediately ordered to cut off Ibn Sakit's tongue, thus killing as martyr the pure Shia and the genuine companion of the 10th Imam, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special, and we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him.
Al-Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam displayed a great care for his Shia, for his followers. And that is an important aspect, brothers and sisters. A man came to Al-Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam at that time, the day when this man came, was out of his house. He asked about the Imam. They told him, "You'll find him in so-and-so place." So he went after the Imam, salamullahi alayhi. He told him, Yabna Rasulillah, I come to you from Kufa. I am one of the followers of your grandfather, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayhi. Imam told him, don't worry, we'll take care of it. I will teach you to do something, but you promise you do exactly as I tell you. He wrote with his own handwriting, I owe this man an amount of money, and he wrote it down, and he signed the paper. He said, tomorrow I will go back to Samarra. I want you to come to me at this particular time. When I arrive there, you come and you bring this paper, you present it to me. You will find me sitting with a group of people. You tell me, where is the money that you owe me? And be rough with me. Be rough. Look at the akhlaq of the Imam Salamullah. He says, this is what I want you to do. Will you do it? He said, yes, inshallah. The Imam then the next day goes back. First day, this man stays with the Imam Salamullah alayhi in that area outside of Samarra. The next day, the Imam goes back. When he goes back, some of the Khalifa al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasis, ministers, dignitaries, they come and they sit with the Imam Salamullahi alayhi. As they were all sitting down, who comes? This man comes. He brings the piece of paper and he tells the Imam, where is the money you owe me? He showed some roughness with the Imam Salamullahi alayhi, as instructed. The Imam Salamullahi alayhi told him, give me three days and inshallah I'll have the money ready for you. Those dignitaries then took the news to Al-Mutawakkil, the Khalifa. They told him, a man came to Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, and this is what happened. So he said, then take 30,000 dirham and give it to him. Of course, these are some actions from Al-Mutawakkil to try to kind of win the Imam over. He says, take the money and give it to the Imam. Of course, he doesn't call him Imam. They brought the money to the Imam, Salamullahi alayhi. After 3 days, this man came back. He told him, take all the 30,000, it's all yours. The man said, Yabna Rasulillah, I only need 10,000. It's more than enough to fulfill all my debts. He said, no, you take all the money, it's yours.
Imam Hadi's countenance and conduct. The 10th Imam was neither short nor lanky, and his cheeks were slightly chubby and whitish pink. He had large eyes and bushy eyebrows. He was very generous. He was so awe-inspiring that whenever he entered the court of Mutawakkil, the tyrannical caliph of the Abbasids, the latter and his courtiers would immediately rise to their feet as a sign of respect and reverence. Although they somehow openly displayed their enmity, yet they admitted the competence features and the high piety and erudition of the holy Imam. They had also tested and observed by experience his virtues, scholarly insight, and masterly over Islamic and jurisprudential issues, and had witnessed his vast field of knowledge, like that of his honorable ancestors, in debates and argument sessions. At night, his time was mostly spent in prayers, supplication, reading the Quran, and communion with the beloved Allah. There was always a smile on his lips, though it was his awe-inspiring character that greatly captured people's heart. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. His martyrdom, Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, became a heavy burden on Mu'tamid, the Abbasid caliph, after he saw people talk about the virtues, knowledge, asceticism, and piety of the Imam, and prefer him to all other Muslim ulama. He became angry, envious, and spiteful against the Imam. His ill will led him to commit the worst crime in Islam. He inserted fatal poison to the Imam, who, after having the poison, kept to bed. The poison reacted in all his body, and he suffered intolerable pains. The Shia and the notable of the state visited him, and they all were covered with deep sorrow.
One day, Al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasi became sick. Al-Mutawakkil's mother, his mother, she asked Imam al-Hadi, she said to him, can you teach him some dua, something to do? Give him some remedy. You know, give him a cure, whatever it is. Give him some medicine, something. And if he cures him, if Allah cures him, I will have a gift for you. The Imam Salamullah said, I don't need your gift, but I will give him something. Yes. Even though Mutawakkil was the enemy of the Imam. Mutawakkil used to imprison the Imam. You know. Imam Salamullah alayhi gave him some remedy, and indeed he was cured. His mother then, the mother of Mutawakkil, sent him a bag with 10,000 dirhams in it, 10,000 silver coins as a gift. And she had stamped it. She had, you know, she had a stamp. So she stamped the bag, the seal. She sealed it and stamped it. She gave it to the Imam. Imam said, oh, we don't need it. But she said, no, please. You know, this is a gift. So the Imam kept it. Mutawakkil al-Abbasi, one day, a few days later, somebody comes to him and tells him, do you know that this Ali, you know, Ali al-Hadi, he received so much money, khoms and things like this, his Shia, and he's trying to use this money against you to raise an army to fight against you. He says, really? He says, yes. He says, guards, go to his house. Any money you find, seize it and bring it to me. And bring him to me as well too. So the guards storm the Imam's house. Salamullahi alayhi. They storm his house. They find him in the Musalla praying. They search all his house. The only bag of money they find is this one bag, 10,000 dirhams. They arrest the Imam, they come. They bring the money to the Imam, to the Mutawakkil. Mutawakkil says, where did you get this money from? I said, from your mother. Look at the bag. He looks at the bag, he says, yes, this is really the seal of my mother, the stamp of my mother. That's right. Why did she give you this money? He says, because you became ill. And she asked me to help you. So I did. So then he became embarrassed. Mutawakkil, he said, okay, we apologize. I'm sorry, Ibn Rasulullah. You know, I'm sorry what we did to you. I will give you another 10,000 dirhams. You take this money as well and you go as a gift for you. So he goes. But Mutawakkil dies. The other leaders, the other khulafa, they became, unfortunately, afraid of the Imam Salamullahi Alayhi, jealous of the Imam Salamullahi Alayhi. So unfortunately, he was given the poison at the age of about 42, approximately, in Samarra.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Again, we express our condolences on the sad occasion of Imam Hadi's martyrdom. Fi amanillah.
Ya Aba al-Hasan, Ya Ali ibn Muhammad, Ayyuha al-Hadi al-Nabi, Ya ibn Rasulullah, Ya Hujjat Allah ala khalqihi. يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي اشفع لنا عند الله.